Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
For almost 50 years, the rough-hewn Man in Black was an icon of country and rock, and the fusion that he helped invent combining the two music genres.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
The Line traces the life of Johnny Cash, a kid from rural Arkansas in the Great Economic Depression, who grew up with a passion that took him to the heights of stardom, and then who nearly lost everything to alcoholism and drug abuse. Through it all, there was his music, and Joaquin Phoenix says that was his key to the character.
I went out and I bought every album that I could, and it was interesting to get his early recordings and hear the progression of his music and the evolution, and to hear how an artist kind of develops a persona. You know, oftentimes we see somebody at their kind of final stage and we assume that they were kind of always like that. And it was so fascinating to see that evolution and how his music changed.
Hey, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on and get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Get taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues.
You learn so much about him through his lyrics. He conveys so much with just a few lines. There's such depth to his music. So obviously a really big part of it was the music. I mean, that to me was certainly the gateway into discovering John. You know, it's like I feel like I found the speaking voice through the singing voice and really learned a lot about him through his music.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I put that loving 44 beneath my head.
Phoenix learned to play guitar with Johnny Cash's aggressive style, and he sang all of the character's songs in the film, as did Reese Witherspoon, who plays June Carter Cash, who became the true love of Johnny Cash's life. Witherspoon had never before performed in front of an audience, but she learned June's sassy stage and singing style.
I walked into a honky-tonky just the other day.
Much harder than I thought it would be. I think you think you're a good singer and you sing in the car and you sing in the shower and you think you sound pretty good, but until they record your voice and play it back, you don't realize how incredibly incapable you are and what an amazing thing it is to have that kind of talent. Inspiring film in that it deals with marriage very realistically and relationships very realistically. No one's perfect. Everyone's capable of making pretty tragic mistakes. But I think, in my experience, life and relationships aren't just about, you know, when it's easy. It's sort of the rocky journey that makes it interesting and worthwhile.
Walk the Line is written and directed by James Mangold, who spent 7 years bringing it to the screen, working with both Johnny and June until their deaths in 2003. Mangold says they understood from the very beginning that the film would not sugarcoat the tragic side of their story.
John was such an artist, and the music he wrote and the songs he responded to were so dark and interesting that the idea that he'd want his own life buffed to a point where you couldn't recognize him in it, he was never that voice in the creative process, because he actually understood the challenges I had in structuring his life and figuring it out, is that I'd have to get to some dark places.
Where are my pills?
Flush them out.
Here, Nina. Don't say that. Hold on. I need those. I need those pills. Listen, that's just, baby. It's just, those are my prescriptions from the doctor, okay? I need those.
The great generous thing John said was, if someone's got to look bad, make it me. Because he really didn't like the kind of late 20th century model where you could blame all your mistakes on something someone did to you or said to you once. He really felt like, I'm responsible. The people I've hurt, it's my fault. And that, please don't make it look like I was a helpless victim. I could have done things better.
Walk the Line features Tyler Hilton as Elvis Presley, Waylon Payne plays Jerry Lee Lewis, and as Johnny Cash's lifelong friend Waylon Jennings, Shooter Jennings plays his own father. Much of the film was shot on location in Tennessee and Arkansas. Helen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the end out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line.